This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. What a week. What a week. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What a week. I have had to, I've had to come to grips with certain things, as they are in these United States at the moment. Sort of distressing, especially given a few things, but it's not all bad. Now, if you take an oath to protect and serve, and you end up outside of a schoolhouse with some gender freak psycho inside shooting kids, you have a very stark choice. You can go in and kill the daughter of a very bad person. There's no gender insanity indulgence due this scumbag. Or you can stay outside like a coward, a sissy, or an Uvalde cop. And this week, we saw, thanks to stunning body cam footage, that courage is not dead in America. Words like courage today are almost a laugh line among our alleged betters, a relic of some bygone era, like honor and normality. And the concept of someone sacrificing for another, of putting everything on the line just because he promised to do so, and because he could not bear the thought of failing to keep his word, is alien to our supposed best and brightest. What did these police officers have to gain from confronting this gunwoman? Maybe a round in the face? But watch the footage. They did not hesitate. They did not dither. They went inside a building with a murderer intent on blowing their brains out. They had no idea where she was. She could have ambushed them. You saw them initially clearing each room systematically and moving forward as fast as they could, and then they heard the shots upstairs and they ran. Not to safety, and not to cover, but to the sound of the gun. They crossed over the body of a dead child on the way, a graphic reminder of what could happen to them, but an even more graphic reminder that if they failed, it would happen to other kids. Nobody made them do this. No one made them press the attack. And like that pathetic neuter cop cowering outside the Marjory Stoneman Douglas School or the band of fearful flatfoots of Uvalde, they had the option to save themselves. And they chose to save children. And when they rounded that corner and the killer came into view, they acted without hesitation and they engaged and shot her to pieces. Shed no tears for her. None at all. She had said that she could not think of any other way but to die. She did not have to take people with her. So, no tears for her. She is not a victim at all. No. And good riddance. This is the fate that all such semi-human monsters deserve, to die hard and ugly in a hail of bullets. I will not mention the name, but you know her name. Now, the heroism of the cops deserves to be remembered and emulated by you, by me, by all of us. They set the standard, and the rest of us citizens can meet it. And this murder spree has already faded from the regime media because of some weird trans weirdo butchering little Christian kids. Does not help the narrative designed to disarm and disenfranchise a normal citizen. Nor does the image of armed Americans confronting and killing the criminal. The regime media hates the idea of good guys with guns because that presumes agency and courage among Americans, they want to stop that out. So they will differentiate cops and the rest of us. Our would-be suppressors and oppressors argue that we civilian citizens cannot rise to the occasion, that we are unfit to bear arms to do what those officers did. They argue that bravery is reserved for special people in uniforms. They claim you could never do that and that you should not even try. But that's a lie designed to keep you from being the hero every American can be. Because courage is not the preserve of a few select individuals, but it's the birthright of all of us. Courage still lives in the hearts of normal Americans. We saw it on 9/11 when cops and firemen ran into the burning towers while normal citizens helped others escape. We saw it when normal Americans took down Flight 93 rather than let the jihadi jerks run up their score. We see it in our troops. Understand that in Kabul, those Marines and the soldier who died went right up to the unsearched Afghan civilians because the senior civilian and military leadership had failed to build that infrastructure that could protect them. But they did not hesitate, even though a bomber was a looming threat. On that day, 13 of them died. And we see it when normal Americans carrying concealed drop killers and thugs. We see that more and more as more and more Americans accept the duty to carry it concealed. We saw it this week in Nashville. But our nation, or at least the elite of our nation, does not want a nation of heroes. It wants a nation of SSRI zonk TikTok addicts lounging on their couches and accepting the narrative that they're worthless. The regime ensures that realistic tales of courage and victory are never told in our media or in the schools, and instead it's all woke crap and pedo perversions designed to turn out young people into broken, alienated, and obedient serfs. But young people have some residual strength of character that does not always work. Those troops in Kabul came from our broken society, yet they had courage and honor. The young officers in Nashville came from our sick society and had courage and honor. It's going to take more than the puny DEI/CRT indoctrination of blue-haired weirdo teachers in movies about how the USA sucks to wring the bravery from the American soul. Most of us will never have to face the choice those Nashville police officers made. You know, when I was overseas, my biggest challenge was to make sure the heater worked in the tracked vehicle that I was in charge of. Because for all things that happened, it never, you know, I was just a glorified driver for the most part. But one thing was clear. I was in harm's way. It just never reared up. We all have the potential for greatness and the ability to choose to rise to the occasion and act with courage and honor if the stuff hits the fan. And understand that you are the heir to America's legacy of heroes. Whether your family's been here since the Mayflower or since Monday, we're the people who bashed in the Brits' bad teeth, who took Texas and California and conquered the West, who fought at San Juan Hill, St. Mihail, Normandy, Iwo Jima, the Chosen Reservoir, Quezon, and 73 Easting. We kick butt everywhere we go. We take names, and that's your legacy. So arm yourself. Become proficient with your weapon. At a minimum, you need a handgun, a long gun, and another handgun, and a long gun. Maybe more. Carry where and when you can, as often as you can. An armed population is the best deterrent of the criminals and tyrants. And when the deterrence fails, regulate as the law allows, and never give up hope. Because they want you weak and afraid. But we saw courage this week, and most of the time we do not. But we can all give thanks that it is there inside all true Americans' hearts. Undimmed. Undiminished. Waiting for that moment. If that's what it takes. I cannot stand the loss of innocence. I know the non-combatants are not of the same mindset that some of us are. And yet they're the ones that are always targeted. And they're the ones we always lose. I'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And one thing about the left is they really know how to manipulate the public. Sort of gross, really, and it requires a special kind of evil to do it, to urinate on someone while you tell them it's raining. And yet, though, that's who those people are, people who leave chaos and destruction in their wake, and couldn't care less about their rearview mirror. The ability to look you in the eye and tell you something that they know is not true is the stuff of sociopaths and progressives. And this was on full display after the school shooting in Nashville this week as they scrambled to cover up the fact that one of their own, a member of the tribe, has murdered 3 9-year-olds and three adults because they hate Christians. Why would you hate a Christian? Because of the normalcy? Because of the value set? Because of the set of rules they try to... And, you know, the fact that you exceed that set of rules? I mean, and what difference does it make if you... If they exist and you exist, how are they a thing to go after? How could I make this claim about Christians? Because authorities refuse to release the manifesto that the trans killer wrote. And the only reason to do that is you don't want the public to know the truth. And at least you don't want the public to know the truth before they have a chance to establish an alternative narrative. And enough time has passed that people's attention starts to fade. And the left-wing lapdogs have been very busy scrambling to establish alternate stories. Now, I've never been to Times Square at 2 a.m., but I hear some things happen, including someone playing three-card Monte. Con artists running the game never shuts up, ever. Not because they have nervous energy over the prospect of losing the game, but to distract the rubes willing to play from the fact that he can't lose the game. A silent version of the game would lead to no one playing. And the same goes for the left when a member of the tribe does something horrible. Now, after other shootings, we are inundated with profiles of the victims selected to be the most sympathetic that all lead to call for more gun control. After Nashville, since the killer was a delusional trans activist targeting Christians, the story isn't about any of that. Have you seen any of the interviews with former classmates, co-workers, neighbors, etc.? Because I haven't. What I have seen is a bunch of stories about how other trans people are living in fear of retribution. And what the leftist drones don't realize is that I, a conservative, and other conservatives, we couldn't care less about the other trans people. We don't go in for collective guilt. That's their thing. We don't blame inanimate objects or everyone who looks like someone who did something awful. That's where the Democrats live. All white people are racist. All black people deserve reparations, etc. Now, Democrats run the media, so they control the narrative, so they get the killer's manifesto hidden, while stories run about how it's the trans community who are afraid. And the headline at NBC News reads, "Fear pervades Tennessee's trans community amid focus on Nashville shooter's gender identity." Now remember, within the trans community, these are people who insist everyone be celebrated for their identity, reducing us to irrelevant characteristics. And suddenly this becomes a scary proposition. They cite nothing, just feelings from activists whose existence is to get attention. But this is journalism nowadays. And in the story, NBC reports Aislinn Bailey, the acting president of Tri-Cities Transgender, a trans-led support and advocacy group based in Johnson City, Tennessee, said her initial reaction to news that the suspect was transgender was fear. She said, I quote, "I knew that as soon as anyone mentioned that, it was immediately going to become the center focus instead of what should be the focus, and that's gun violence in this country." Well, no, that's not actually the center focus. "I think it was unethical and highly suspect that information like that, which they had to have known could cause backlash on the trans community, releasing information like that without it being verified, that's unconscionable as far as I'm concerned. We were already fearing for our lives. Now it's even worse." While you're fearing for your life, six people lost their lives. And none of the activists actually seem to care about that. Nor did NBC, which assigned to NBC's News Out reporters to the story, because news has sexuality now, or something. I don't know. Well, are all trans people responsible? If you think all white people have privilege and are racist, and that all black people are victims and can't get ahead on their own, and all males are rapists with a huge advantage to society, and everyone else must pay for the sins of people lived ages ago simply because they share irrelevant characteristics with them, then yes, they are. If you actually feel that way. This is where the Democrats begin to abhor the fact of their, you know, they're being held to their own standard. But they need to be. As long as they embrace mental illness as a virtue rather than something in need of treatment, screw them. As long as they insist others participate in the delusions of others by denying biological, economic, legal, or other branch of reality, absolutely hold them to the same standard. And as long as they bow to the whims of the fringe members of the alphabet mafia, it's time to acknowledge that the L, the G, and the B largely can't stand the T and wouldn't let them near their kids in a library either. And ultimately, since it's the T who are running the show, maybe that T stands for terrorists. Isn't that what the Democrats would do? See, within the lesbian, gay, and bisexual community, they're being told right now that if you are a lesbian, you are a transgender man. And if you are gay, you are a transgender woman. I don't know what a bisexual could be. I guess they're non-binary. But see, lesbians are not in it because they think they're guys. They are attracted to their same sex. Likewise with gays, bisexuals, well, they just, you know, they're like switch hitters. And that's about as basic as I can get it. But they largely are being lumped by the transgender community. The transgender community wants them to come to them. And they're really not interested in it. They can't stand them. And that's because nobody can stand someone who gets out there and says, this is what you're supposed to be, which is a progressive thing. That is a progressive thing. I don't care what anybody says. It's always been a progressive trope, and it's always going to be a progressive trope. But in the interim, I don't know what the trans community has to fear. Is there like a group of vigilantes out there stalking the trans? I haven't heard about that. And here's the other thing about being transgender. There's no such thing as transgender. That's a made-up term. You can't do that. That just isn't done. You have to deal with the cards you've been dealt. We will be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
U.S. USA News Update. Strong, damaging storms moving across the U.S. yesterday, with more than 50 preliminary tornado reports made in six states. At least five people have died in those storms, with three in Arkansas, two in Indiana. History made Thursday when former President Donald Trump was indicted by a New York grand jury. The former president does not plan on accepting a plea deal in that indictment, but does plan to file substantial legal challenges. This according to his attorney, Joe Tacopina, who said no one knows what's going to happen until Trump's arraignment on Tuesday. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has been discharged from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where he was being treated for depression. He does plan to return to the Senate when it comes back from recess on April 17th. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, when you sit around and you take into account the society in which we live, in some places it's a little bit like having many fierce, hungry tigers living near your home, and they see your children as prey, as food. So, how would you protect your young ones? Would you try to declaw the tigers, or would you equip your home with strong defenses so they cannot enter? And if they do, they're going to be stopped dead. Now, you got to catch the tigers to declaw them. And I don't know how nature would deal with this. So that's probably not, logistically speaking, it's not something anybody really wants to try to do. But this is essential. It's the essential question tragically raised once again in the bloody wake of this Tennessee massacre. Anti-gun media talking heads, Democrat legislators, government officials, teachers union chieftain Randy Weingarten, and the Democrat gun haters in general, as usual, are claiming the only way to stop these horrific attacks is to declaw the tiger. Pass more laws to restrict gun ownership. They steadfastly refuse to face the reality that a crazed shooter will always find a way to obtain a gun. In the Nashville Killers case, seven of them. Now, they had passive defenses in place. They had locked doors. As a matter of fact, they had two layers. She just shot right through them. Now, if the teachers had been armed, this would have been time to put their plan into play. But they weren't armed. They had to make a phone call. When the tiger comes to the door, the only defense is making sure the animal doesn't get inside to murder the innocents. And we do know how to do that. The killers have shown us. Mass murderers may be crazy, but they aren't stupid. And just like the Nashville shooter decided not to hit a school because it had too much security, most killers will very deliberately avoid a target where they could be killed by an armed defender because they can achieve the carnage before they can achieve it, what they intend. Aurora, Colorado. Guy killed 12, wounded 70 in 2012, specifically said he looked for a theater with a gun-free zone sign, bypassing other movie houses closer to where he lived that lacked the sign. And nearly all massacres, whether in schools, churches, or shopping malls, have that fatal sign in common. Now, it's not clear if the Covenant School had such a sign, but we do know that a shooter will likely avoid a target with security such as an armed guard, say a volunteer retired veteran, or a school resource officer working for the local police force, or a school with armed staff who can mount an immediate response. Now, the Nashville PD from first shots and call to taking the shooter down, it took them 14 minutes to respond. And that's as good as it gets. That's as good as it gets. However, I do have to give the school some credit for the lockdown procedure they had because 14 minutes is a very long time to be inside with a bunch of targets, to be armed inside of it with a bunch of targets. And it cost 6 lives, but typically what happens in one of these things, when an armed citizen is there, average loss of life is 2.5. That's due to the fact that an armed citizen has reaction time. Got to draw the weapon, got to get it up, got to take, put the sight on them. Here we go. When there is nobody there and you're waiting on the police, normally the loss of life is 18. Now, we should look at this time thing and we should really thank our lucky stars that we didn't have a bigger body count. During the 2018 massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, killer took less than 7 minutes to murder 14 students, 9 of them aged 15 and under, and 3 staff. 17 souls gone altogether in 7 minutes. The key to fewer dead children is a faster response time by armed staff who are actually at the ready inside the school at all times. And to the horror of the gun phobic and the gun grabbers, that means well-trained school staff, teachers, janitors, administrators who are carrying concealed weapons. Now, won't the children wrest those guns away from them and spray the classroom with hot lead? Or is an annoyed teacher going to take it out and take out an annoying student for cracking gum? No. Colorado is one of 32 states allowing teachers and staff to protect children with a concealed firearm. Laura Carno is executive director of Faster Colorado, the nonprofit that trains school personnel to defend their schools. FASTER is an acronym for Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. Originally begun in Ohio after the 2012 Sandy Hook, Connecticut shooter murdered 20 children and 6 teachers. Carno brought the training to Colorado about 7 years ago, and the number of trained school staff has now risen to 300 people in 41 of the state's 178 district schools. In those 7 years, there's never been an incident of accidental fire or an intruder bent on murder entering a school with a firearm. Since about 10% of Colorado's population are long-time concealed carry permit holders, school-based volunteers for the FASTER program, which uses active-duty law enforcement trainers with SWAT experience, are plentiful. About 40% of the FASTER participants are classroom teachers, 60% are principals, superintendents, lunch ladies, school nurses, or janitors. In the last few days since the Covenant School tragedy, Carno has heard from about 10 new Colorado school districts interested in her program. People seem to be looking beyond more gun control laws to common sense ideas that can keep children safe. The closer an armed staffer is to the beginning of a violent event, the sooner it is stopped and the fewer people die. And since killers don't know which staff members are armed, that in itself is a very huge deterrent. Every time there's one of these horrible shootings, more school board members and superintendents move to the decision that they have to do something to protect the children. Now, Carno and the other people at FASTER, they approve of the school resource officer concept, but points out, armed staff is free or low-cost addition to SROs because one or two SROs can't cover the entire school. If you got two teachers on one hallway, per hallway, you are covered. It doesn't take a big group of people. It doesn't take a fire team. And they also offer financial assistance. So the idea of well-trained and armed volunteer school staff is gaining traction. After Parkland, a special commission analyzing the slaughter, recommended that every middle school and high school in Florida have an armed school resource officer and that a program allowing for trained teachers to carry weapons should be greatly expanded. Similar recommendation was made in a Federal Commission on School Safety 2018 report. And in predictable contrast, the NEA, the American Federation of Teachers, and gun control outfits strongly oppose arming teachers. They think it's too much to ask a teacher to carry a gun. Yet a Rasmussen survey in 2022 found that by 49 to a 37% margin, Americans support armed teachers to stop a school shooting. A significant jump up from their 2018 survey when Americans opposed it by 43 to 48. Significantly, adults with children at home supported armed school staff by 57%. Randy Weingarten, the head of the union, she's got anti-gun derangement in her head. She's not for any of this stuff. And, you know, this is a sickening display of a union putting crass political alliances before human lives and children's lives, and that. And next election, you got to remember that the teachers' unions are the most prolific contributors to leftist causes and Democrat candidates. Make sure you know where your school board candidates stand on protecting your kids from the ravening tigers. You cannot reason with a killer. You can only deal with it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We are right now in the wake of an awful tragedy. And it's human nature to look for answers and at times for people to blame. We want someone to be responsible and we want to punish them. And that's why conspiracy theories can be so popular and so powerful. We want there to be more. However, I ascribe to Occam's razor. Whatever is the simplest answer is probably the one that is actually true. Now, in the case of these schools where they don't have armed teachers at this point, that's probably due to the fact that it would mean changing. And people don't like changing very much. Change is never accepted for what it is, which is, it's inevitable. Change is inevitable. And to get out there and to think that you can not have change is silly. Now, Democrats are no different about the blame game. They too want to blame, but in the wake of something like Nashville, they're blaming the gun, and it has nothing to do with the gun. Nothing at all. And much of their effort ignores a different aspect of human nature. The elementary school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, is a tragedy no community should ever have to go through. And as fathers, our hearts break for those innocent children and their parents, as well as the brave and selfless teachers. And those police officers, the guys that jumped into the breach, who sprang into action with total disregard for their own safety, they saved a lot of people that day. The shooter, Audrey Hale, that's her name. Know her name. I know I said I was going to mention her name, but know her name. It was sad until she took people with her. That was the fact that she wanted to kill herself was sad. It was an indication that all the stuff that she was doing to try to straighten herself out was not going to work. So she wanted to die. She lost me when she decided to take innocent lives with her. The shooter reminds you that there is evil in the world, that every moment with our families is precious, and that something in our country's got to change. And unfortunately, the radical left has once again rushed to demand new laws and policy changes that would have done nothing to stop this. This tragedy, or any tragedy. And as with so many similar tragedies, the cowardly Covenant school shooter chose a soft target. Shooting through the school's locked doors and counting on it taking time for armed law enforcement to respond. And the police said the shooter had mentioned another potential target, but because of a threat assessment by the suspect, too much security, they decided not to attack it. So they weren't looking for a fight. They were looking for fish in a barrel. She was looking for that. There is no quick, easy solution, and any politician claiming to offer one is a liar. Because there is no legislation to reverse the erosion of American culture that has brought us to this point. There's a new Wall Street Journal survey that shows a stunning abandonment of all the values once defined by being in the United States, which made our country great. And between 1998 and 2023, the percentage of Americans identifying religion as very important to them dropped from 62 to 39%. Patriotism plummeted from 70% to 38%. Value on community involvement has dropped by half since a few years ago. Depression and anxiety have skyrocketed. And the widespread push to impose radical transgender ideology on our society has caused a spike in Americans, including our innocent children, questioning the very fabric of their humanity and whether there is beauty in being made in the image of God. Until we reverse those trends and fix America's corroding values and culture, we're going to remain a broken society that produces broken people. And I would, you know, I want to argue with that, I really do. But the unfortunate thing is that, while I might find myself disagreeing on specifics, the truth is that we are broken. What else would be the reason that our non-gun homicide rate is more than six times greater than Japan's total homicide rate? Our non-gun homicide rate. And it's not just Japan either. We've seen our non-gun homicide rate outstrips many other developed nations' total murder rate. Focusing on guns exclusively ignores the fact that something else is terribly and deeply wrong here in the United States. And I understand this kind of thing does happen in other countries. We've seen mass shootings all over the world over the last year or two, from Thailand to the one earlier this year in Hamburg. The truth is that it's not uniquely American. But intellectual honesty should note that these kinds of mass shootings are more common here than elsewhere. Now, trying to blame a gun for this is too simplistic, and it further ignores all the other areas we seem to be more violent as a nation. Making guns go away, something many want but isn't even remotely possible, doesn't solve the problem with human nature, at least not here in the U.S. We really do need to look beyond that and try to solve the underlying issues first and foremost. Now, before I go away, we know that Joe Biden doesn't like guns. I know that's shocking information. He's done everything short of hiring a skywriter to scribe it in the skies across America to make sure that we knew where he stood. So if you don't know, you had to put effort into maintaining that ignorance. But while Biden doesn't like guns, he sure doesn't seem to understand what's actually permissible and what isn't. A prime example is the claim that you couldn't own a cannon in the time of the founders, which not only wasn't true then, you can still own one of these exact same kinds of cannons without a permit or a background check. Yet, the president didn't hold it there. He's done it yet again. As reported by Fox News, the president once again remarked on the Second Amendment, claiming he is a Second Amendment guy, before explaining that he does not believe it to be absolute. And then he explained what he believed were types of weapons civilians are not allowed to own. In Durham, North Carolina, he's saying, we need to act. These are weapons of war. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I have two shotguns, you know, but our states, everybody thinks somehow the Second Amendment is absolute. Yeah, I figure it's absolute because of that whole shall not be infringed thing there. I know it just messes up the whole shtick, but none of us give a flying monkey's butt on that one. But moving on to the particular bit of stupid that I want to highlight. He said, you're not allowed to go out and own an automatic weapon. You're not allowed to own a machine gun. You're not allowed to own a flamethrower. You're not allowed to own so many other things. Except you actually are allowed to own all of those things, especially the flamethrower. Tesla makes one. And for automatic weapons, you have to jump through a lot of hoops, and you need to have deep pockets, which can make the restrictions effectively into a ban. But technically, you can own all of that. But a flamethrower only requires you know where to buy one. Elon Musk created it. He created one that you can buy. I don't have one. I'm not looking to get one, but you can get one. And flamethrowers aren't treated as firearms under federal law because the actual firearm isn't treated like a firearm. And as a result, anyone with the money can go out and buy one. There's no background check even. So while he's out there talking about all this stuff we should ban or heavily restrict, he doesn't even understand what's actually legal. And that's probably for the best because we know he and his fellow anti-gunners would lose their stuff at the idea that a convicted felon may have flamethrowers and artillery pieces on their homestead. If he knew, he would try to ban it. But this is a man who's spearheading anti-gun efforts in this country. Keeps talking about stuff being banned, and already that quite simply isn't. Remember this when someone tries to pretend concerns over restrictions leading to more restrictions. And just because he's wrong about what's banned and what isn't doesn't mean all that much when it's clear he's trying to use those bans to justify the next one, just as this potential one would be used for future bans. I'll be back here with you next weekend. Between now and then, do this. Carry your weapon everywhere you can. Keep your heads up. Keep your eyes open. Be aware. You are the specter that stops heinous aberrations against humanity. You're the ones that make the difference 6,000 times a day, according to the CDC. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.